she can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 5th, 2023, episode number 46. Oh, but hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Number 46.
46.
My age.
Your age. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's amazing.
Where's my bell? Oh, man, my bell's over here. Hold on.
Hello, there's my bell. We got bells and we're drinking from the official sippy cups.
Curry and the Keeper cups.
There we go. Wine. Let's hit it right now. Let's see what we're doing today.
Ooh, this is a rich cab.
It's smooth. Mm-hmm. It's very smooth.
Look at how dark it is too. This is dark.
No, did you just smell it for a second? It has almost like a grape juice smell, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I mean, of course, it is grape juice, but
it's good, baby.
But it has like kind of like, you know, Welch's grape juice
this
smell
to
it.
This is compliments of Michael Anastasio's.
Oh, you mean our first official
Salmon, yay.
No, he's not a master yet.
Yes, he is.
No, not until the tasting room.
Oh.
He's still certified. He's still certified.
Oh, yes.
So he sent us, let me see.
This is from his own private stash. We've been saving it, Michael, because these are special.
We've been saving ourselves for you, Michael. This is a nice bottle, by the way. I checked it.
Mm-hmm.
It is from Camus Vineyards.
Mm.
And we always have
I've heard of Camus.
Camus. I think so. It's Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what it says. A rich, long history of grape growing and winemaking remaining owned and operated by the Wagner family. Oh, it's the hot dog guy.
Oh. the ones in Russia.
The March on Moscow. It's the Wagner family since our founding. Oh, all right. Let me see. Oh, they go. Oh, how cute. Like a little. Oh, the pictures on the back.
Oh.
Oh, it looks like Peter Fonda. I swear to God, take a look. Doesn't that look like Peter Fonda from Easy Rider days on the left?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, that must be Peter Fonda.
Well, or somebody looks like him.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, Wagner family.
Hello. All right.
Don't blow up that nuclear plant, Wagner family.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael, thank you.
Yes.
And, you know, in a way, that is what you'd expect from a Curry and the Keeper salmonier.
Yes.
You'd expect him to supply us with some goods from time to time.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that we're properly stocked. Now talk about value for value. That's some value right there.
Yeah,
man.
He's been
that's
incredibly
beautiful.
Kind and generous. So,
wow, yes.
Heck, it's been quite a week.
Basically, since the last show, I've just been trying to get the kids here because we were done on Wednesday.
They were supposed to arrive on Saturday.
Saturday, that's right.
Yes.
Man, well, let's start. Let's go back for it. The week has been a blur to me. Maybe just explain about the kids first.
Let's just dive right into that.
So Christina finally coming over with Kevin, boyfriend Kevin.
Yes.
Serious boyfriend Kevin, I should say. And Kevin could not come because of the restrictions that our government had put in place to not allow anyone to enter the country if they were not fully vaccinated.
Or on a plane coming over, only crossing the border they could come.
Oh, no, if you walk across the border, it's okay. You get a cell phone, you get a debit card.
Yes,
no, hello. So finally those restrictions were dropped. I think we talked about it a couple shows ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So booked right away and you know, they were ready to go. They got on the plane Saturday?
Saturday. No, they got to the airport.
They got to the airport
Saturday.
On Saturday, right from Rotterdam to Amsterdam, and something that I've never seen happen before
or heard about,
or even heard of. Where so first they said, "Oh, we're delayed, some technical issues." Then they drew the blinds,
yes,
so that people could not see the work being done on the aircraft. That's new. And then they said, "Well, we're canceling it." But the pilot actually came out and spoke to everybody and said, "Well, you know, this was so severe that, you know, if something went wrong, we basically wouldn't have enough, you know, glide path to land anywhere if we were over the ocean. So we didn't think it was worth risking it."
And Christina, who is not a fan of flying.
No.
Handled it really well.
She did.
Yes.
So she said that Kevin and Kevin's mom always said, like, you know, this flight didn't feel right to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you know, I pray for God to get you here safe. So if his way of doing that is by canceling this broken plane,
right,
And she gave me a big heart and a big smile on the text message. So got him a hotel room in Amsterdam or at the airport, which is actually not bad. The Sheraton's where we'll be staying when we go on vacation. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little hotel in the airport. And, you know, and oh, thank you, KLM. They gave each of them a whopping 15 euro voucher for your overnight stay.
We paid for the hotel room, right? Yeah, and then, they gave $15, well, equivalent to $15.
Yeah, euros. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next flight, which was now no longer a direct flight.
So this is Sunday morning now.
Because KLM has a direct flight several times a week from Amsterdam to Austin and vice versa. So now they're flying through JFK. And they have a 2-hour window between landing and getting the next flight, which interestingly was going to be American Airlines. So I don't even know how KLM worked that out.
They rebooked them on that.
Yeah, they rebooked them automatically. So they get in. Christina goes through customs within 5 minutes. Kevin, more than an hour in the line.
Customs.
The customs line. And then they say, well, do you have your ticket for your flight back? He says, well, no, I don't have that. He says, what do you mean? Because Christina had the tickets.
Right.
Like, you know, you and I would do probably. And I think he got flustered and then like, well, you know, you're going to have to go to the room, the little room, if you don't come and show me your
return ticket. He's probably thinking he's going to be strip searched.
The little room. The little room, if you've ever been stuck at customs.
Off to the little room.
It's not good. The little room can last several hours. I've been in there many, many times because of some kind of customs hassle. And so he was able to call me and I sent him a copy of the ticket.
He called you during the show. So I'm listening to the live stream and I hear you like, John, hold on a minute. Yeah. So I got to make sure the kids are getting in. And you were trying to figure it out on the fly.
Oh, and then, you know, and now I'm seeing the time ticking down. Christina has the suitcases. Then they have to get from Terminal 4 to Terminal 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so they literally, you know, we've had this happen. You walk up to the gate closed. Sorry, you're not getting on the flight. Now it's like 7 or 8 in the evening in New York. And now they have to.
Because once they get through customs, they have to go through the TSA line again.
Oh, yeah. Have to do everything all over again. You have to drop off your bag, which they had to drop off at American. So they had to lug their suitcases to Terminal 8. And the whole thing was a mess. And then so they wound up staying in some Marriott. You know, in Queens. Anyway,
so they ended up spending the night in New York.
Another night in New York, and then finally made it out Friday. Friday? No,
Tuesday. It was Monday.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
They're supposed to be here Saturday.
Right.
Got to New York on Sunday, missed the flight, spent the night in New York on Sunday night, and flew, finally got here Monday afternoon.
I was flustered. I'm still confused with my dates and everything.
They were a little flustered, but they handled it pretty well. But what a pain in the butt.
Oh, man.
What a pain in the butt.
Everything is so broken. The system is so broken.
I know. But they're here, which is great.
And so far, we've had a great time.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
It's been great. Yes. Yeah. Lots of laughs so far.
I'd already met Kevin. You like Kevin?
Oh, yeah. He's great. I love him. I love how he holds his own with her.
Yeah, he doesn't take much crap from her.
I love that, too, because Christina's, she has a good energy force around her. She's good, strong personality, and
is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
strong personality.
But she's so funny because we've had lots of conversations like at the dinner table, and told her that it was going to be Operation Spend Down, that that she's not going to have any inheritance.
There's no inheritance at all.
And she turns to you and she goes, I don't think that's right.
I said,
and what did you say?
I said, well, until I see a grandchild, it's Operation Spin Down all the way. You better be getting me an heir to the heir. Otherwise, you know, there'll be nothing left. You get a watch and you get some wires and boxes. I love pestering children. It's so much fun.
And
it's
then you lay this on her. You're like, because all we want from our kids is an occasional text.
Yeah, hey, that's all we want.
Occasional call.
Yeah,
that's all we
from
want.
From time to time.
Throw a card in the mail when it's your birthday.
Are you kidding? A card? I mean, I'm really stretching now. I mean,
for me, you don't ever get cards from her.
No.
But you go, look, if I live 30 more years and I see you once a year, you're only going to see me 30 more times.
Of which one has just been passed, 29 and ticking. Did that land with her? I think it hit her.
Mm. But she came up with a good Dutchism at the table when we were talking about Nurse Tracy and how Nurse Tracy was a 6. And then she said, don't throw out your old slippers until you get a new pair.
Yes. I was still dating Nurse Tracy when I met you. Yes.
But you couldn't throw out the old slippers. You got to make sure.
According to Christina's logic, yes. That was funny. That's what happened.
That was so funny.
Now, what I really like is, we probably talked about it since we were doing the show. We were in New York and I told Christina, you know, I'm a Christian now, mm-hmm. or we're Christian. And she was a little worried about it at first. She's like,
she thought she was going to lose you. Yeah,
are you nuts? Are you going to go crazy? Am I going to lose you?
You're going to get into all this God stuff, she said.
And so we had a nice chat with her and that was pretty good at the time. Mm-hmm. And now we sit down to the dinner table and I said, we say grace before.
The first time she looked at you like, really? Like I saw the look. I saw her eyes.
Oh, I didn't see the look.
Her eyes are kind of like.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And then she was very accepting of it.
Yeah. And now they just sit there and wait. So is it time to say prayers?
Yes. Yeah. I know.
And they've been inquisitive or she's been inquisitive about the marriage workshop mm-hmm. that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So that warms my heart.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay. That was my week.
Are you exhausted?
I am a tad exhausted.
Well, we are having a few issues in the house though with them here.
Well, the first number of all, there's people in the house.
The volume of people we are not used to. We're like, man, our dishwasher is full again.
Has it been lovely, just you and me, just the two of us for years and years and years? Like, I mean, the dog. Okay, we'll let the dog. Yeah, exactly. Everything's in its place.
There's like stuff everywhere now.
But she'll talk about how neat her house is,
and then leave all the
crap everywhere. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
I'm like, I just accumulated in this corner on the dining room table. But we're having an ongoing issue. What's the ongoing issue?
Toilet lids are up. And we even discussed it. We even talked about it. And they even agree. Oh, yeah, it's much smarter. You don't want fecal matter flying around when you flush. Well, there's fecal matter flying everywhere because they're not closing the lids. People, it's very simple. It's just hygiene. It's not that hard to remember.
But you know what? Before they arrived, though, I woke up and I went to the little powder room and I went open the door and the seat and the lid were completely up. And I go, Adam, and you come over, you go, did I do that?
I have been so... honestly, I told you, it's also my teeth. I mean, I don't want to get into everything right away, but... My teeth were falling out. Well,
you're going to have nothing to blame that on after you get your chopper
soon. It was truly confusing me.
Yes.
I mean, I was so preoccupied.
And even Jimmy called you out that when he came over one day, the toilet seat was up and he didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Really. JP. Bro. Cut a brother some slack.
You're the one that's so much of a stickler about it.
Well, it's just become a thing, you know. It's like I don't care really, but I like giving people. I do. You're right.
I got blasted.
I never
I
blasted
didn't make
you.
The cut. If I would have left the seat up, you probably would have. You would have cut me off.
Nurse Tracy had no problem putting that lid down. I'm just saying. She may have been a six in other areas, but you know. She got a high score on the lid down.
I learned right away.
You sure
I
did, learned. Baby. Anyway. No, can I just say something?
Yes, babe.
I love you so much. I'm having so much fun with you.
I love you too.
I love having the kids. I mean, they're 28 and 32.
They're 31 and almost 33.
Oh, Kevin's
31.
I thought, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun having them around with you because, you know, I
love Christine. I get along with her
really
well. And
we're also able to laugh. We're able to laugh at their idiocy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're fun. And we had 4th of July was great.
Yeah.
You know, we sat out by the pool.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So they usually, they're night owls. They're usually up till, 3-4 in the morning when they're in Holland.
Well, sometimes they work late.
So. Yeah, they work late. And, you know, they're out doing their thing. They're young. And
Molly, so, whatever,
whatever they do.
Whatever they do.
And so we said on what's today? Wednesday. On Monday, we said, okay, we're going to get up and go to the parade. It starts at 10. So you think you could be up at 9? And they looked at each other like, what?
we could set an alarm, I guess. Yeah.
So I went and I walked with Annette and then I came back and you were cooking breakfast like a chef, like the chef on Bear.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chef. Herd Chef behind.
You were making an omelet. You were making soft boiled eggs, hard boiled eggs, scrambled eggs. Yeah, you were going to town.
I like it. And also, you know, the one thing you said to me,
before they arrived,
you really need to help me with the cooking and the cleaning. You know, I can't just be entertaining the guests. is basically the message. And so I've been doing
it. I know. And
thank you. I've been making the bed. I've been doing everything.
I know. We've been doing it together. And I appreciate that. And you know where that's coming from?
Yes. The Christ-centered marriage. It's exactly where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because I'm like, if I don't tell you what I need, you can't read my mind. And it was just like today in the grocery store, I was thinking about my cake. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell him exactly what I want.
And I'm so glad you did just in the nick of time.
Yes.
Because, your cake, for as long as I've known you, has been
buttercream.
Buttercream, yes. Frosting.
Yes.
And, and I was still kind of contemplating what would be on the cake. Because, there's not going to be any numbers on this cake. I can tell you that right now. And, I was very close to, putting the order in. And then you say, I want this cake. And I was like, wow, okay, that's really cool.
You go, well, how am I supposed to write happy birthday? Because the top is all strawberries.
Almonds and strawberries.
But I've been eyeing that cake.
Have you really?
I've been eyeing it ever since I started 75 hard because I'm like, I'm going to mukbang that cake.
You're not going to mukbang anything.
I know.
You're not going to mukbang.
I talk such a big game, don't I?
There'd be no mukbanging of anything. Are you sure I can't get the bigger one, though, just in case?
No, I don't think we need the bigger one. No, it's just extra. I'm not going to eat a lot of it.
I can barely put a candle on that
thing. That's okay. We don't need candles.
Candles. Okay. All right.
So anyway, back to the 4th of July. So we're like, okay, get up. So we...
We didn't say get up. They were up.
They were up.
Up at quarter to nine.
They come downstairs. They're completely dressed up. Like...
Kevin looks black, like black Gucci. He's got black Gucci slacks, boots on. Black. He's complete. He's got a chest bag. One of those, cross things.
The man bag.
Yeah, the man bag. One of those cool Gucci man bags.
Are you going clubbing? Like we're just going to the parade.
And Christina has a Madonna bustier on,
And full face of makeup, and she looks beautiful. Yeah. I'm thinking, you're gonna fit right in.
People, their heads are whipping around up there on Main Street. Who are these two? They look cool.
They totally look European. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And they look very warm because it was warm.
They were dressed in black. Here's me. I'm in my workout clothes. I'm in the same clothes that I walked in. Yeah, no hilarious. Makeup.
Hilarious.
You didn't even brush your hair.
I just I got a t-shirt on. I'm good to go. Got my revolver in my belt. I'm good to go. What else do I need? Nothing.
So we go over to the parade and... I end up seeing Diana from my Bible study, and she and her husband came over and they chatted with us the whole
time.
Nice
guy. I like Mike a lot.
Yeah. We're supposed to get together with them.
We're sitting there going that's a cool car. Hey man, you like El Camino? Yeah. People either love him or hate him. I said, I'm a lover of an El Camino. I said, yeah, me too. And he said, look, there's a Ranchero. We're both like, nah.
He's a no agenda listener Diana connected the dots that I was married to the Podfather, she knew you were the Podfather. She said, her husband said that if he saw you in the grocery store, he was going to come up and say hello to you.
Yeah, we had a really nice chat. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. So anyway, Kevin and Christina went across the street to buy water. And so they ended up getting trapped on the other side of the street. Yeah. It's a darling little parade. I mean, it really is.
You know what it needs next year?
Yes. We talked about this.
It's going to be the Fredericksburg Podcaster Float.
Yes.
And it's just going to be you, me, Jimmy, and Annette. And we'll be
Curing the Keeper, Living Up in a Down World.
We're just going to be blasting those tunes over and over again. Yeah. And we're just going to be waving and throwing out, cheese.
We throw
cheese sticks.
Because it's so cheesy.
Because everybody else has something going on.
We need something flashy, though. There were not a lot of floats. So we need we need somebody to make a float for us.
Do you want a float or you want some kind of cool vehicle?
No, I want a float.
You want a float?
Yeah, with a big microphone. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
Okay, call is out. We need a float.
Yeah. And we're going to have me and Annette. We're going to wear crowns and we're going to wave to everybody.
Yeah, like this, with that little royal
We'll have our headphones on and we'll wave to
everybody. Headphone with the crown. Headphone with the crown, right. Okay. And we'll have Jimmy up there with his axe.
With his axe?
Yeah, his guitar. Oh.
And what are you going to do? You going to have your Keith Urban guitar?
I'm the Podfather. Oh. Please, Keith Urban.
You can swing a microphone around.
No, I'm going to have my...
your theremin.
My theremin. Oh. I'll be just swinging my mic. That's right. Hey, everybody. Like Roger Daltrey, just swinging my mic.
Like Tony Allen used to do.
There you go.
I thought that.
But I'm serious about that. Why not? We should. I mean, we are the podcasters of Fredericksburg.
I think it would be fun.
Why not? I mean, everyone knows it.
I think it'd be fun. Although they don't live in Fredericksburg, but close enough.
They're Fredericksburg. They got new phone numbers with 830. They're Fredericksburg people now. So that's how I see it.
I think that's Gillespie County, but yeah, they're legit.
They're Fredericksburg.
And must I say that I am so honored they've officially started their sabbatical.
Yes.
Really yesterday, because Monday was always their Sabbath. So they officially started it yesterday.
We're 8 weeks.
And when I was in church on Sunday, and I sat there and I felt so honored and so blessed that we, out of everybody, everybody that they're connected to, aside from family, are the only ones that will be in touch with them the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel so honored and so blessed.
But you just broke a rule.
What?
You can't talk about church on the podcast because if they hear it, you know, then everything's ruined.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Or they'll have to stop listening to our podcast.
I think we'll be okay.
Well, I can talk about Jimmy's sermon that he talked about on Sunday. But
he was on fire, by the way.
Before we go to that, I want to finish up the... this dog is really snoring behind me.
Yeah.
She's behind you.
She has made herself small. And she knows that Kevin and Christina are important, and she's just off in the corner. She sits over wherever she needs to sit, and she'll be loving and come up and let them, they can pet her and everything, and she says hi to them, but she just goes, she is.
Snoring. She's sawing logs, man. Yeah,
but she just goes off. She's like, okay, I'm over here.
She's very demure.
Very demure. Yes, yeah. I kind of like that. It's like she knows, like, okay, this is important. I'm going to be over here.
Yeah.
What a cool dog.
Finishing up the parade.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
So there was two things I really liked. So we're walking up to the parade. There was a Smurf dog. Do you remember the Smurf dog?
Oh, the green. Yeah, it was green blue. Yeah, green blue. Yeah.
Somebody dyed their dog blue.
But what kind of dog was that? It was like
it was
a
rat dog.
Like a poodle kind of
like
thing.
Like a Yorkie rat dog.
It was cute. Okay.
Okay, Smurf dog. And the second thing that I loved was the little pony. The miniature horse. That horse had a lot of personality.
Well, as Christina said, little horses, they can be, you call it a lot of personality. They can be mean. They can be loud. They can kick. They'll make a lot of noise because they, they're frustrated.
Yeah.
That they're not full grown. Very cute though.
Very, very cute.
Very cute.
It'd be nice to have a pet like that.
You have this dog. Oh. This is basically the size of that pony. What are you talking about? We can put the little cart behind her and make her drag. There you go. There's your float. Oh. Phoebe and Chevy have to be on the float too.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Phoebe's going to need a little air conditioning because she's wearing a fur coat. So we finished up. We went to the little parade. They thought it was cute. I mean, I think they indulged us. I mean,
no.
It was very cute.
They actually, look, Kevin's never been in America. So far he's been almost arrested. He slept in Queens. I
mean, he watched a hot dog eating contest last night.
Oh my God. That was the funniest. I flipped on the TV and we're watching and said, oh, look, I'm egging him on to move to Nashville. Mm-hmm. I said, look how cool Nashville is. Look at the party. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And then they have the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on ESPN. And we watched the whole thing. And he loved
Disgusting.
It.
Disgusting. So gross.
I've never seen it.
The winner shoving two hot dogs in his mouth at one time. And then they soaked the bun in water.
62 hot dogs.
And it looked like he was going to upchuck. Like he looked like he was gonna lose
called,
it.
They called something else. They call it reversal of fortune.
Is that what they call it? Reversal of fortune.
Yes, the rules are reversal of fortune is automatic disqualification.
Reversal of fortune. That's a good show title. Yeah.
I'll write it down.
So after the parade, so then we come home. We grill out. The kids are swimming and we grill out. And then they want to go see the fireworks.
Hold on. First of all, we had. Vodka.
Oh, we have vodka. Cucumber, I can't. Oh, vodka. Man. I had one drink. I was tipsy.
You were, I got in the pool. I swam.
I know. Do you hear that, Annette? Adam got in the pool.
I actually got in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one laughed at me. Thanks.
No? No.
Thanks. Yeah.
You swam?
It's because I'm working out.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that,
too.
How
do I look?
Oh, baby. You're hot, man.
Okay.
Don't overdo like Bobby it. J. Okay.
Bobby the K is his new name.
Bobby the K. But anyway, so we go. So at night, she wants to go see the fireworks. Okay. I want to go see the fireworks.
Oh, my like, Dad, I want to see fireworks.
And what did I say to you about fireworks?
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
It's like, it doesn't change.
So first we roofie Phoebe.
Yeah, we had to roofie her with Benadryl.
That was hilarious because she knew what was going on.
It didn't work until we got home, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she was panting.
Yes.
Yeah, she had to sleep in our room.
Yeah.
But so we go.
Hey, you liked that, didn't you? You liked that she was in our room, didn't you? Tell the truth.
I wouldn't want her in my room all the time.
Because she was distressed. You liked her there.
Well, I mean, literally.
Can you sleep with the sign? I mean, seriously.
So we put her on her little place, her bed, and she.
I covered her with a blanket.
You covered her with a blanket, and you know we're going to sleep, and you say, "Is she alive?" I'm like, "Oh, thanks." Now I got to go and check her and put the mirror under her nose. Yeah, she's breathing. She's very still though. I mean, maybe the roofie just hit.
The roofie kicked in.
Yeah, but yeah. I kind of like the idea of our beast.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sitting guard there.
Yeah,
you know, I kind of like that.
So we end up going to see the fireworks, you know, and so they start and Christina goes, "Wow, these aren't really very good."
That's Christina for
you. And you go, "What do you expect? Did you see our parade? I'm like, "I think they're pretty good for our little town."
They were actually good for our little town.
Yeah, I thought they were good. Yeah, nice.
I just like the idea. Everyone just kind of shows up at the fairground. Yeah. Everyone's sitting on the truck bed or they're, you know, sitting on the grass.
I thought it was good.
It reminded me of many, many 4th of July's growing up, coming back, you know, on vacation from the Netherlands to visit family. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, going out, you know, sneaking beers, you know, when you were like 13 and stuff with the 16 year olds.
Yeah.
Looking at girls. Look at those girls over there. Yeah. Yeah. It's very American and it brought back a lot of memories for me, including my daughter bitching about it.
Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah.
Like my mom.
Yeah. She kind of harps on you a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
In a loving way. Yeah. In a loving way.
Yeah, well.
So.
Yeah. What can I say?
So that was our 4th of July. So it was lovely to have them here with us.
It was, yes. And I cooked breakfast again this morning. I want to point out.
You're a machine.
Rocking it.
Yeah. You're like, "You want pancakes?" I'm like, "We have no pancake mix. I don't know how you make pancakes."
Okay, eggs again, everybody. Soft boiled omelet, boiled eggs. Here we go.
Tomorrow you won't be. They're on their own tomorrow because you're working.
No, I figured you'd make. You're not going to make pancakes for everybody?
Oh, well, maybe I will. Yeah, maybe.
Would you mind?
Yeah. Are you asking me for pancakes?
Kinda.
Okay. Yeah, I will, I'm taking a marriage class.
And so we went shopping today. I mean, this is just weird for us because, you know, we're past the family stage. You know? It's just the two of us. And it's kind of nice, just the two of us. And now we got these people. It's like, "Man, look at all this. Look at this grocery cart. What is all this stuff?" And they got demands. And they have stuff they want.
I was just at the grocery store 2 days ago.
We're at the grocery store every day now. And everyone's going like, okay, we know it's called having a family. But we've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah, we're just not used to it. So, and we're such beef eaters too. We're like, "Beef again tonight." And Christine's like, "Can we have chicken?" I'm like, "All right, we'll have chicken."
Well, think of it this way. Only 29 more times, babe.
29 more times.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you mean?
Only 29 more visits.
Oh.
That's it. That's it. 29 more visits.
Let's hope not. No. Let's hope not. So yeah, so let's give us an update. How are the biceps growing? Have you measured your arms?
You know, this is something I hadn't thought to do.
I have a measuring tape.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I think we should do that.
You're a little late because they're already kind of doubled in size. So, all right. But if you want to start there, that's fine. I'm holding steady. I mean, sadly, Monday, because of all the, you know, I went back and forth to Austin to pick them up, came home, then had to go straight down to Bernie. Dear, dear Maverick, who on his day off opened up his entire office just for me. It was just him and me because my teeth were falling out. The front bridge had just not been set right.
So are we talking biceps or are we talking teeth?
Yeah, back to biceps.
Okay.
I'm just
keeping you on track, baby.
Well, so my point was, I didn't work out on Monday.
No.
Because I'm doing it 3 days a week. So, so today I worked out for a half hour.
You did a double workout.
So I did
a
double. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of you.
I'm feeling good. You know, no one is saying, "Oh boy, you look great." So I guess, I got work to do.
Well.
You know, I'm just going slow, but I see the improvement. I'm happy.
Yes. I have a couple complaints though. Okay.
What now?
All right. Here. This is a big one. You got to put the weights back in order.
I put the weights back in order.
The 12,
8, 10, 12.
Nope, the 12s were all the way at the bottom.
No.
And because I grabbed them and I was doing chest and I was like, "These are really light." I'm like, "Oh."
Wait a minute. But
the 15s and the 12s were switched.
I didn't touch the 15s.
You mean like you didn't put the toilet seat up?
Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I always wipe down the equipment.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And not that I sweat all that much, but like, oh boy, I'm perspiring. Oh boy, this workout is doing something to me.
I know, because we share the same mat.
I am sorry. I'm pretty sure.
Put things back where they were. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's all you have to complain. You are a lucky woman. You know what? You are lucky. You are so lucky. Let's just stop
there for a second. Wait a minute.
Look at how lucky you are.
I know. And then you called me a bossy cow.
Well, you were.
Because I was trying to tell you that you need to work out your legs. You need to start doing some lunges and some squats. Okay. Whenever you say you should,
it's like, you know, go look in the mirror.
And you go. You should. You go, stop being such a bossy cow.
Okay. This is something from my family.
I know. I didn't take it as a cow.
My Aunt Meg was called bossy cow. And by the way, she did not like that later in life. She said, I don't think this is a funny joke anymore that the whole family says I'm a bossy cow. Even though I'm a bossy cow, I don't like it. But you are kind of just, you know, just back off. Seriously, I'm doing fine. You know, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing abs, upper body, strength first. Legs will come later. Don't tell me what I should do.
When you fall over from your chest being so big?
Okay, the body shaming has to stop now.
I'm just trying to help. I'm pretty experienced in this. So I'm just trying to help. Just trying to even everything out. That's all. I'm here to help.
Francis, back off.
I'm here to train.
You may not watch me train. You know? In fact, I'm always, sometimes like, I look over my shoulder, like, is she looking through the, I expect you one day just to be looking through the window. You didn't even think of that, did you? I'm like, I'm going to put the shade down now. So she's probably going to look through the window.
Why won't you let me see you work out?
No, it's just none of your business.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't watch you when you work. Have I ever watched you work out?
Yes, when I used to work out at the old house, you used to walk up all the time. You used to go, hey, nice butt.
Well, you have a nice butt. I, however, am in my jeans.
Christina and I were blasting you like, you need to get some workout shorts.
You're ganging up on me.
I know. Okay. It's because we love you.
Yeah, no.
We love you.
No, you're just bossy.
Bossy cow.
Thank God for this wine.
You have such a hard life. Okay, so let's hear about your teeth and Maverick. Maverick was so kind to come in on his day off.
So when did I go? Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. I leave Wednesday, and you know, this is now we're getting towards the end. So within a few months, you'll never hear me talk about it again. So now we're at the stage where I've got three bridges in, and they're actually on the post. That, you know, will eventually have the actual teeth screwed onto them. And so the front bridge is now just the four front teeth, and it's on two posts. And I have a side bridge in and the bottom bridge. Bottom is great. The side is great. The top one, I leave him, and it's 45 minutes for Bernie. And like 30 minutes in, I'm like, this thing is loose.
I know.
And this was end of the day.
Well, this was last Wednesday. Last show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, last show.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I had problems when I came home.
You kept pushing.
Yeah, exactly.
Pushing him in.
And he says, oh man, you know, just put some super glue in there. I'm like, no, this is bull crap. He says, if it's really a problem, yeah, we'll be able to get it loose. I'm like, no, I don't want to go through the getting it loose from the super glue. Just, you can just put some geriatric paste. Anyway, so it's basically just loose, you know. I'm kissing you. It's like, you know, it's about to go down your throat. Like,
well, you were kissing me and I thought you were like seductively biting my lip, but my mouth got caught in your teeth.
Caught in between the bridges.
And like, I had to like pull my lip back.
Is that a move?
I was like, dude, like that wasn't that sexy.
I'm sorry. I felt it too.
Your lip got stuck in my teeth.
I didn't know what the heck was going on. It was horrible. So I'm like, dude, I cannot wait too long with this. You know, it's like, he said, okay, Monday.
You could have played that off. You'd been like, yeah, did you like that move? I've been like, I think I need stitches. Okay, I'm sorry.
Just simmer down. Don't be again. I could have, I should have, do this, do that. No, instead I said, dude, you got to help me out. And he said, okay, I'll come in Monday. And I didn't realize that he literally opened up the business just for me. So I come in, he's in his shorts, you know, and he's like, all right. And we're just, you know, yucking around, and he, you know, get on the chair and like, you know, I'm basically assisting him. You know, he's like, don't look in that blue light. You know, it could give you cataracts. Okay. Okay. You know, he's just, it's all very physical at this point. He's so shaving stuff.
Did he take the teeth out?
Yeah.
He took them out.
Yeah. And he's shaving them down and making them fit. But now we're really taking our time. So it's like a high school shop class. You know, it's like, you know, getting it just right. And then, you know, cementing it on, so I got to hold it in place. So it was really kind of cool, you know, and they're real now. Now they're in. Now they're in tight because he's going away for 2 weeks. He's going to go study with the top periodontist of the world in Budapest.
Yeah.
So they cannot, you know, they have to stay in. And I'm so happy.
I know you were very happy when you walked in the door.
So when he comes back on the 19th, then we do a full head scan and he takes a torque wrench and puts it in each implant and tries to see if the implant will move in the bone, which they're not supposed to do.
Is he going to numb you up for that?
Nah, man. Well, I'm not a pussy.
Oh, you're a man. You're a man.
I'm a man. I'm going to do that. And then if it doesn't move, then it's good to go. Then I can go to Hollywood and then Hollywood will do another full head scan, everything. Then they order the teeth. And then 2 weeks after that, they're going to screw it all in and, you know, then I should be set for life.
Oh, they're going to be beautiful. And you can have a Swiss Army knife in your mouth.
I can open up. He said, Maverick said, lifetime guarantee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
On all the stuff Hollywood does.
And he also said, your teeth will be whiter than Tina's.
I said, yep, you're right. A1 is my color. That's right.
I'm going to ask him. I go tomorrow for my second treatment.
Can I get A1?
I'm going to ask him. I want A1 because Adam Curry's getting A1.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
So, and then it'll be pretty much a year.
Oh, and
a year from start to finish.
Yeah. And our listeners have been on this journey with us ever since the beginning. We so appreciate all the prayers and thoughts. And
yeah.
Good wishes.
And it's also brought me to a different place with needles and dentists and doctors.
So much so that we're getting tattoos. I'm trying to design yours now.
We are.
I designed mine. Yep. I'm getting, Adam's copying me. I'm getting called, loved, kept Jude 1-1 based on Pastor Jimmy and Annette's Living Up in a Down World. They did a podcast talking about that exact scripture. Mm-hmm. And it moved me so much and it moved you so much that I was like, you know, I want to get that tattooed. And I talked to Annette about it. And Annette said, I was thinking the same thing. So fingers crossed, we're going to get sister tattoos.
Yeah. And I'll tag along.
And you'll tag along.
Because I still may get the armor of God thing, but I just haven't found the
right visual.
I haven't found the right visual yet. But when I heard that, because part of the story that Jimmy told about it, as Annette was talking about, it was a personal story, someone who they knew about called,
I thought they were talking about somebody they listened to somebody's podcast.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Video or,
right. That's what it was.
Yeah,
story. And his daughter went into the hospital. I think it was.
I can't remember.
You got to listen up in a down world and you got to pay attention.
It's not listen up in a down world. It's living up in a down world. Hello.
So, can I have some more wine? Listen up, everybody. It's time for Listen Up in a Down World. Living up in a down. Hello. Nice. It was interesting. We were walking back from the parade and I'm saying, our jingle, like, yeah, we'll have it blasting. Dun, 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 dun. And you're like, that's not how it goes. I said, yes, it does.
Is that exactly how it sounded? That's not how it goes.
Wow. Uncanny. That's not how it goes. I said, yes, it is. And then you play it on the street.
I was thinking of the beginning, not the riff.
Yeah. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, karaoke.
Anyway, so.
It does start.
You liked what I designed.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just a little too feminine for you. So yeah. I'm
so
trying
you
to do
work on it.
I'm trying to do something a little bit more masculine.
I love that right there on my forearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of.
Tattoos.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Oh.
So I went to church on Sunday. I wanted to talk a little bit about his message, which was really cool. But as I'm walking into church, one of the ushers goes, I listened to your podcast. I go, you want my autograph?
You say, are you a cork soaker?
I said, oh, thank you. He goes, it's very funny. I really enjoyed it.
Do you know
it.
Who it was?
No, it was just one of the ushers. I don't know who it was.
Oh, how cool.
I was like, wow, that's so nice.
Well, wasn't it Diane? Who would introduce it, the podcast?
Diana.
Diana introduced to the prayer group.
Yes, and she said one of the women said, "You know, it's a little too much sailor talk for me."
Sailor That would be me. Hello, I said, sailor.
Wait till the next newsletter goes out because I put the SNL skit in the newsletter about the cork soakers. That's a little edgy, but so that was funny. It's a little sailor talk.
Yeah, you can just say, "I'm sorry, it's my husband. I mean, I live with him. What can I do?
Yeah,
it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but talking about Sunday, it was Pastor Jimmy's last sermon before his sabbatical started, and he was on fire. And if you have a chance to go listen to it, listen to it. It's at bridgefbg.com, and you can find it under the sermons. And it was the July 2nd sermon. And he was talking about basically not to be afraid to stand in your faith. Like you have to stand in your truth and you have to decide where you stand. And begin to speak out and begin to just profess it and not be afraid of it.
It was actually very
helpful. I listened to it twice.
I listened to the first one and the second one. It was very helpful for me, literally, when, you know, having Christina here, I'm like, we're going to pray before dinner like we always do. But I felt very confident in doing that. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, hey, you know, just so you know, or anything like that. Because I thought about it, you know, and, you know, we do our Bible study in the morning and everything else. And I felt very comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was really good. I do want to point out, though, that Damonette, who runs the business of the church,
Well, she's a pastor, too, because she ministers people all the time.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, pastoring doesn't stop at the church door. It's a 24/7 business.
No,
that's
exactly
why they had to get, you know, new phone numbers, because they literally cannot be disturbed.
Right.
But running the business of the church and having to leave all that to other people is not to be underestimated.
No.
It's a very, very difficult thing to walk away from for 2 months.
I know.
So
I know.
I just want to lift her up for a second because that's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big deal.
Exactly.
You know, it's so.
Yeah. So I'm
not that I can help any.
No, and I can't either. I have to be careful now. We can't talk about the church.
No.
I'm there for her. I'm there for her.
But I'm texting with Jimmy all the time, and he's, you know, he's like, yo, man, I got no problem detaching from social media. It's been easier than I thought.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that.
Speaking of detaching from social media.
Yes, because we've only talked about Adam's guns. We have not talked about your return.
Smith and Wesson.
Correct.
So I
got 22 millimeters.
Yeah, not nine. So I went back on social media on Saturday and it was overwhelming for me. It was overwhelming. And
now when you say social media, this is Twitter,
Instagram, and Twitter.
Instagram.
Yes. And okay. So I couldn't stay on very long. It was like drinking from a fire hose. And I said to you, you know, I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm only going to go on the weekends.
Well, how'd that work out?
It hasn't worked out.
I didn't think so.
It hasn't. I've been popping on Instagram, but I said to you today, I think I'm going to delete Twitter. I think Twitter is broken. I think it's just outrage. I think that if I want to find news, I know where to go. No agenda.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to delete I'm gonna think about it, but I'm leaning towards that because every time I get on there, I just roll my eyes. Like it's because I posted a picture of you, a great picture that Craig Weinberg shot of
which
you.
Which is very appropriate. You should do that all the time.
Yeah, and I get the most likes that way. Anything to do with Adam Curry.
That's why you did it. You just like, hi, I'm back. I want some likes. Here's my husband.
Yeah. And, you know, and then somebody made some snarky comment and I.
About what?
About you vaping the smoke, you know, like, oh yeah, badass. He's killed himself with baking, vaping.
Baking? Oh, that was November when I stopped the baking. I was good at the baking.
And then I was like, I said, it's a great picture of my husband. That's why I posted it. And so anyway,
the fact that you even responded to it is like, what are you doing?
Point.
You don't work for Elon Musk.
That's my point. My point is that I should it's not even worth it. It really isn't. So,
but can I, okay, let's explore.
Okay.
Let's explore for a second.
Okay. Explore.
So
Dr. Curry,
do you feel like you are, so you say new, I'm just listening to what you're saying. Like, you know, I feel like I'm first when you were taking your rest from social media, you're like, well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the news is. Do you feel that now you are more in tune with what's going on? I mean, it, like really important stuff in the world?
No. Mm-mm. And this is what I've noticed. And I guess this is what I needed to find out, that all I see now is outrage. That's all I see.
Is really outrage or just people going, blah,
just
blah,
people
blah.
just mad. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mad on Twitter, and it must be the people that I follow. Mm. Everybody's mad. Everybody's bitching about something. So, and it exhausts me.
There's also a whole industry. What I've noticed, you know, there's all these people and they're on Twitter, and then, you know, they're on Twitter and then they go on podcasts and they go on other people's shows and people come on their shows. And it's kind of like, it's kind of incestuous.
Yeah.
You know, I like Matt Walsh and all those guys too, but then they're going to go on there and then they'll go on Shapiro.
Yeah, it's the same bubble.
And in a way I'm also kind of selectively in it, you know, because I was on Glenn Beck, although Glenn Beck, I think is of a higher stature. Mm-hmm. He's not really, you know, like a social media type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Megyn Kelly is definitely outrage based.
Yeah.
Although I set her straight, I think. I did. She even said so. You know, maybe think differently about stuff.
Good.
Yeah, she forgot it already. Believe me, she's back in the outrage.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just, it's like a circuit of
you are the so same right.
people. I don't even know if opposing opinions, if they have that much of a circuit.
You know, I think I'm going to delete it. Yeah. I think I'm going to deactivate it. Yeah.
But now I saw you on, you know, not that I'm watching you or anything, but I walked up on you this morning and you're watching someone comb their hair.
Oh, they were redoing their hair. They were taking their extensions out.
Okay.
Hey, it's better than mukbang.
Dude, the mukbang is off the charts, man.
You know, mukbang is no different than the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, but that's once, and I've never watched it in my life. You're correct. Yes. It's the same audience, same guys.
Anyway, I think I'm going to just delete Twitter because it does not bring me joy. We talked about joy in the marriage, the keys to the Christ-centered marriage class.
You want to talk about this?
Well, I want to talk about Naomi. My conversation with Naomi.
Oh, yes. Now, did you set this up for the last show? I think you did, right? Yeah. That you were going to talk with her?
Yes. Yeah. And then I chatted with her a few days ago.
Yeah, this was quite good.
So hence the title of the newsletter, which was Talking Shattered Mirrors and Disco Balls. Mm-hmm. And so it's no secret and I'm not ashamed of it, but I, like most women, suffer from body dysmorphia.
Where I can literally look at you and say, you take my breath away. You've seen it. You've literally seen.
I know. I did see that.
Seen your appearance take my breath away.
I know.
Just for a moment, because I don't want to keel over. That's how. And
your lung capacity is greater now.
Yes. Yeah. And, but, you know, and not to sound cavalier, but I've been around.
We were talking about that at dinner, how you had two women across the pond and two women in the country.
When I fell in love with you, I had to go on an international breakup tour.
I know.
Anyway.
I win.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. But, you know, my point is I've been around. You know,
international breakup tour.
I've been around.
I know you've been around. You know, I found out a tidbit of news, too, which we're going to chat about after the show from your daughter. But anyway.
What was that?
Oh, I didn't know that. We'll talk about it later. It's nothing bad.
You're teasing. Yeah. Nothing bad. Oh boy, that's reassuring. It's nothing bad.
It doesn't matter. I'm just teasing you. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about anything after the show. You can talk to me about it tomorrow.
It's funny. No, don't.
Oh, it's funny.
Okay. But the body dysmorphia thing. So,
but you are, you are beautiful, and then you'll look in the mirror and you'll just see something different.
Right.
You will see something that is just, in my opinion, not there.
I see myself as bigger than I actually am. We talked about this, and it's not until I look at certain pictures, I'm like, you know, that's not. Anyway, so she came to me because she got messages from God that God wanted me to know certain things about myself. And it was centered around mirrors. Hold on, I need to drink water.
You're so sexy when you drink water.
Brother.
Most beautiful ever.
I was telling her, and I talked to Annette about this too. And I said, you know, how do you know when God is talking to you or if it's in your own head? You know, like, how do you know? And I told her that I had this visual that. And I told you this too, that I looked in the mirror. I turned around, looked in the mirror, and Jesus was standing there. Mm-hmm. And she said, that's God. Mm-hmm. You know, when it brings you peace and it brings you joy, that's God. Mm-hmm. And so
did he have a good waistline, Jesus?
He sort of kind of looked like Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen.
Yeah, there you go. Hot. Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't look at him like that at all, Adam, at all. Anyway, so she was talking about how, you know, the mirror doesn't really reflect the truth and that God is the one that shows my truth. So all those stories, you know, that I was told as a child is not the truth. And I am in God's likeness. And that is the truth. And she said to me, she said, I'm getting, and she's going to put this in her book. She said, I'm getting the message. And I don't know if she used the word message, that you need to go and shatter all your mirrors. Now, not like physically shatter all your mirrors, but like, you know, in my mind, shatter your mirrors. And she said, and all the mirrors are laid out and you need to take those and you need to put them in a, so it forms a disco ball. And she said, and what happens with the disco ball? The I said, you shine the light on it. And she said, exactly. And so you shine the light and the light will shine out of you. And it's interesting because Catherine, our friend Catherine, had the same visual when she was at on a trip in Tulum, a spiritual trip. And she said she had that visual too of me being at a lighthouse with the light kind of shining out. And so I think about that. And she said, you know, surrender my mirrors, surrender them. And so I've really been working on that.
How is it? Has it been working
yes,
for you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a process because this is trauma that is really deep seated. But if there's so much truth
to it. Do you pray for this?
Yes.
Pray
for that? Yeah. I talk to God about it all the time. Yeah. Oh yeah. And so it was so interesting to, hear that. And I loved it because it nailed it because he knows that that's what I struggle with. He knows it.
I think just for yucks, we should probably just smash one mirror.
Okay.
We should just do that. That'd be fun. And then put it on a styrofoam ball. Why not?
Okay. Yeah. We can do that. That'd
be fun.
Which
to
mirror? Yeah. we have some pretty big mirrors in this house.
Our mirrors are kind of cool. Yeah, let's
maybe
not do
we'll
that.
Buy one from Walmart.
Oh, there you
and we
go.
Can smash it. It's my friend Anne, who I've yet to meet, which I'm going to meet next week.
The catfisher?
Yeah. And the catfisher. Yeah.
You already, like, let's have dinner with them. So I'm not having dinner until you know that she's not catfishing you.
But it was so interesting. She sent me this picture, and it was a picture of a disco ball pillow. And she goes, I'm being drawn to buy this. And I go,
did she know about your story?
No. And I go, I just wrote the newsletter. And I said, oh my goodness, that is so crazy that you're sending this. And I just did a screenshot of the title of the newsletter and sent it off to her.
That's amazing.
But anyway, yeah, that was Naomi. She's lovely. I know I use that word a lot, but she is lovely. And she is just, it's such a blessing that we met. Brian,
have you had contact since then?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've texted occasionally here and there. Mm-hmm, for sure. Oh, she's somebody that I'll keep in contact with.
She's definitely prophetic.
Yes. Yeah. And she wants to talk to Julie too. So, which is really cool.
Julie, the Messianic Jew.
Yes.
Julie. Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I have a couple of emails that came in. Let me see. Where is my,
hey, I love you.
Oh, there it is. Cheers, baby. I love you too. Yeah.
We're supposed to look at each other, says Christina, when we drink.
Otherwise, 7 years of bad luck for some reason in Holland, whatever. Dutch. I got a note from Stephen and Heidi.
Oh, from the Kratom. Stephen Page.
From the Kratom. Adam Atina, I was listening to Curry and the Keeper 45 yesterday. I was not expecting to hear my name mentioned in the Cork Soaker donation segment. Wow. Was I wrong? I am deeply honored and humbled.
Aww.
I want to thank Texas Slim for being a Kratom advocate and his life experience and his travels and insight. Thanks for actually trying it. I figured there was some reluctance to try it and don't blame you for it. Yeah, there certainly was.
Now you love it. It's like kids are floating juice.
I want some more with Kratom. I'm glad that it does help you with your inspiration for reading the word, the insight and focus that Kratom gives you. The next batch is in the works. I'll send you some.
Ooh.
It says maybe you could share it with Joe Rogan.
Oh,
he's talked about it. So yeah, I will definitely, if Joe asks me on the show again, which I hope he will, I will definitely take some to him.
He will.
We'll drink it together on his show. Just finished up putting together an order of 4 gallons for delivery on Monday. Great inspiration after a long day of work. I have no AC in my house, machine running around after work. He says he asked Heidi if she wanted to follow you on social media. Did she send you a note?
Maybe
on Instagram, probably. Yeah. You haven't looked at all your Instagram notes?
I'd have to look
at it. Okay.
She might have followed me.
She's a preschool teacher.
I met Heidi. I met her at the Keep Up.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I met her in January.
Okay.
February.
Anyway, best regards from Stephen.
Oh,
and Heidi.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah.
Then we got a picture from Sir Mark and Dame Maria from Indianapolis.
Yes.
And so another recommendation for our fur child.
Oh.
For Phoebe's. Wife Maria is nutritional and supplement specialist for our 3 little fur kids. And this is a turkey recipe, which is it's like a turkey pack from the farmer's dog.
Oh, that stuff's expensive. Remember we priced it out. It was like $500 a month.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
Phoebe, I'm sorry.
No. I love you, dog, no, but not quite that much.
I don't think we're going to, we may not be able to go there. And then Sir Swiss Senna sent us a note since we had talked. This is Rolf
yes,
Lehman.
Yes. And do you have his email?
I have his email. Okay. In the evening, guys, he says.
In the evening.
I'm very happy you mentioned me a few weeks ago, that Ticino wine I sent you and the bottle arrived in one piece. Very happy about that. Give it some time to settle from the long voyage. He says 3 to 4 months should
yes.
be enough. So we are going to wait on that.
We will. It's labeled. It's labeled.
It is. Yes. Stuff is getting labeled again.
We have to label.
I'm curious about your verdict about the product of Southern Switzerland, Sun and Earth. Yes. Of course, I made a tasting before sending the bottle. I'm an instant fan. A few bottles are chilling in my cellar. Adam is wondering if I was Dutch, other than when it's time to pay in a restaurant, as far as I know. Very funny. Love that. Do you know that you know, going Dutch, and you know what they call that in Holland?
What?
Open Americans.
Oatsamidicom?
Going American.
Going,
Yeah. American style.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
So we call it going Dutch, and they call it going American.
Wow.
Tit for tat. Huh. I'm 100% Swiss, born and raised here, love my country. It's the government I despise. I really love listening to your marriage. Personally, I had the luck of finding a keeper, but she was killed in a car accident in 1990.
Sorry.
I've been looking rather half-heartedly for a kind and fascinating woman, found only some flings here and there. The deep feelings seem to be gone inside of me. I'm turning 60 tomorrow. Happy birthday, good sir.
I did answer him, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My answer would be, go join a church, bro. That's where the chicks are.
I'm How just do you know? Saying. You don't go to church.
I watch on the YouTube.
Yeah. You see the chicks on the YouTube?
Yeah, man. I'm like, hey, what are you? Hey, turn to the right. Zoom, pan, rotate, zoom in, enhance.
You do.
I do not. I do not. I'm just saying, we've met so many wonderful people through church.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
my point. If you want to meet someone on a whole different level, go to church.
Well,
join
I said
a church.
To him, like, you got to change your perspective.
Yeah.
Like it'll happen when you least expect it. Just like with us, you know, you were the international bachelor. You were living it up in the country.
It's a down world is all I can think.
And so, I mean, when you least expect it, you know, it'll happen. You just have to be open to the... Open
well,
to
God
the,
had a plan for us, my darling.
He did.
He had a plan
and
for
God
us.
Is so good. I know. Mm-hmm.
And all the time.
Yes.
I'm practicing that bit.
Yeah. And all the time. God is good.
I read that. That's one of those things in our church.
Yeah.
God is good all the time. Like what? Oh, I forgot
the
cue. I forgot the cue. I was off cue. I want to be on cue.
And nobody, no perfect people allowed.
That's right.
In invisible ink on the wall.
That's right.
Yes.
Same with this show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do you want to thank a few people or do you want to talk about the marriage workshop? Or you
no,
want
let's,
to say,
let me see what, oh no, it's perfect time.
Okay.
Perfect time to thank
let's
a few
it.
People.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Hello there, cork soakers.
Hello.
You're all cork soakers.
We love you all.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
It's the perfect Wednesday for me.
What did you say?
Now it's
what did you say?
Time to hear from the cork soakers.
It's so perfect. I love doing the show before the Thursday show.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure for me though, because I feel like I do one newsletter and I got to turn around and do another.
Oh, wow. You want to do no agenda tomorrow?
No.
Well, your partner is John C. Dvorak?
Heck no.
No.
John's a good guy. He's a good guy.
No, I wouldn't put him that far.
But. Okay, he's an okay guy.
Hey, So we have our executive and associate. Well, actually, we have one executive producer, no associate executive producers.
Do you have the make good?
I do have the make good.
Okay.
I absolutely have the make good. Where's the make good? Yes, I do have the make good. But coming in through PayPal at the top with a whopping 400 fiat US dollars, Michael Anastasio. And he comes, and this was unexpected. Now, he was our first Samonier.
He is OG Samonier.
OG Samonier.
Yes.
And then he says, "Hey, Tina and Adam, I was considering sending more wine. However, the warmer temperatures have discouraged me from doing so at this time. So I figured, why not become a master Samonier? So I did.
I know.
Because he gave $100 last week, right?
To cover the cost of the shipping.
Which is
but
ridiculous.
This is what I love. He signed it off, share God, share love, and share wine.
Beautiful. There's a bumper sticker. It's on the float. For the float next year, 4th of July parade.
Yes, because now we just got to make sure that Annette and Jimmy drink wine.
Isn't there another parade at Christmas time?
Yes.
So we can do the Christmas parade too.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael, my gosh, I was just blown away. I am so grateful.
Shall we bring him into the tasting room right away?
We'll do it at the end.
You sure? Okay.
He's our OG Samonier.
He was our first official certified Samonier, and now he will be the
Master Samonier.
Master Samonier.
And I love that we say Samonier.
Oh, there's just no two ways about it.
And you're coming to the tasting table, and so you didn't request anything, so we're just going to throw something out there.
Yeah, we got a little something we put together.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Well, we always have the charcuterie board.
Yeah,
we have some nice cheese on it today.
Oh.
Then we have, this is a make good. Now, I think, and by the way, we should probably say value for value is the entire system that we're based on. So time, talent, treasure, whatever value you get from our show, send it back to us. That can be... It can always be some wine to our P.O. box we have on the donation page, careenthekeeper.com. Maybe just your story, maybe something you want to share with us.
Our question, if you have a question.
Question, artwork, jingles, anything you want to do. And of course, we love the treasure part. It certainly makes everything, helps pay the bills for sure. And we really love doing this for everybody. And as you can tell, Tina's working really hard.
Nice face, dude.
That's why we don't do video.
Listen, I do work hard on that.
I know it's actual work. It's not magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, it's not. Making sure.
Especially your newsletter. Love your newsletter.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love the glasses. I love your packing.
Thank you.
And I love how you keep the show going because I don't have any list. I'm just showing up.
You're just pushing buttons,
baby. That's all I do. And I push your buttons. So here's a make do from Craig. Now he uses Fountain, which a lot of people are starting to use. And there's so much good stuff happening with Fountain. I just want to say, I talked to Oscar Mary today. He's the co-owner and lead developer. There's only two guys. Fountain is two guys.
Uh-huh.
So, when there's an update and it's a little janky, stick with it. Send them an email if something's going on.
And also if there's an issue, send them some feedback. That's what Sir Brian did. He sent them some feedback.
I mean, and they've been helping Jimmy with stuff and, so definitely,
they still are trying to get their Satoshis out of their wallet though. So you got to help them with that.
Really?
Yeah. Jimmy, I think, wants to buy a guitar or something. Oh no, he wants to buy the Roadcaster.
It's coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to help him dial it in pretty soon. I'm very excited about that. So anyway, so Craig used Fountain and I guess he was on the road. And what Fountain does, if it has no connection, it won't send the boostergram. It'll send it later when you reconnect. So that's why we missed it last time.
Okay.
He sent 100,011 Satoshis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very nice. He says, here we go. Adam and Tina. We've been on the road pretty much since we were with you for pictures last month.
Wow.
I know.
Who's watching your kids, man?
They have kids? He's like, what? We have kids?
I think they have like four or six kids. No, they have four.
Oh, they can watch after each other. Having a weekly dose of you two has been great as we've driven over 7,000 miles this month.
They like to drive.
Of course, it's also given me much time to think about crazy donations. I hereby introduce the 100,011 Satoshi Spinal Tap top off for Vineyard Nation. And he sent a jingle for it.
It's louder. Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere. Exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. 11.
It goes to 11. Exactly. It goes to 11.
Nice.
So that's the 100,011.
These go to 11.
It's nice. The Spinal Tap top off for Vineyard Nation. You continue to be an inspiration. Be blessed as you continue to chase after God. Tina, thank you for the incredible box of Fred.
Oh,
love
yes.
from Craig and yes. Sarah.
Oh, thank yeah. you, yeah, Craig you said, and Sarah.
I'm glad they got that box.
I love fun. We're adding to our jingle mix.
Well, speaking of jingles, who checks in with 77,777, a Striper boost? Pastor Jimmy Pruitt, Striper boost, to hell with the devil. Keep lifting those 12 pounders, brother. It's a good thing. He says, it's a good thing you're waiting to get inked until you get your huge guns. Mucho love, Jimmy and Annette, living up in a down world.
Your huge yeah. guns.
So, yes.
Getting inked.
Inked, I'm telling you.
It's going to be an outing. We're all going to go. We're all going to get inked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should.
Well, at least the three of us.
I'm looking forward to it. Then we have, speaking of to hell with the devil, Sir Brian with an eye, 33,777, mini striper boost, mini, it's a mini, he's got three sevens in there.
Oh, okay.
Three sevens. So, you know, like when life happens and you commit the cardinal sin of forgetting that it's Monday, so you try to live up in a down world only to have your pastor pull a Sarah McLaughlin on you?
Why,
I don't know what he's doing.
Why is he talking about that on our show?
He says, please credit this boost to Jimmy Pruitt. I swear I meant to boost your wife's show. I wanted to say that real men do cry. Sometimes your touching messages get me over here just like I watch The Notebook.
What?
Love you, Pastor Jimmy.
Wait.
In the evening, brother.
In the evening.
He's passing messages to another podcast through our podcast. Dude, get a grip, bro. This is not how it's supposed to go.
Maybe you should play that jingle again from last week.
No, I don't think so. No, that's what he wants. No, don't feed the beast. Don't feed it.
Don't poke the bear.
Thank you very much, Sir Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Then we have 33,015 sats from the one and only comic strip blogger.
CSB.
Howdy, Tina and Adam. Need a dash of wit in your day? Check out www.csb.lol. It's not just cartoons. It's the CSB's playground of clever quips and amusing insights.
Ooh,
yo, CSB.
Thank you.
We thank Anne-Marie Gibbs for subscribing to
yes.
the Substack. It's
yes.
much appreciated with
thank
an
you.
Ongoing monthly donation.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Then we have, what is this? Anarcho Daniel, 10,000 sats. Oh, this is interesting because we didn't do it. Would love to hear the pre-show prayer on the recording. We didn't do our prayer beforehand.
We didn't.
Why didn't we do that?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? That's a good idea.
Well, I was thinking, well, he says, maybe not every time, but it'd be really cool to hit play, hear a prayer, then hear the theme song play y'all in. Love the podcast and hearing your continuing faith journey. God bless. There's actual scripture that I recall that says, you know, praying should be kind of done, not necessarily like a big deal in public.
Well,
I would like some
Jimmy
advice.
Prays all
I would
the
like
time with the whole church,
right? But I'm talking. I don't know. I'd like some advice on this.
Okay.
I like the idea.
Let's consult our pastor.
We'll have to our pastors.
Yes.
We'll have to
our pastors.
We shall consult the pastors on this.
Okay.
Yes. We need a sound.
We have
for
a direct
like,
line.
Like consult the Book of Knowledge. Like consult the pastors.
We need a jingle.
Yeah, we do. We need. It's like consult the pastor.
We need like a. You need sort of a...
consult the pastors!
No, that's a menacing laugh. That doesn't work.
Okay.
Oh, brother. Give a man a toy.
That's
he has
right.
lots of fun.
Don't worry. Pastor Jimmy's getting one tomorrow. We have Gene Everett with 3333. Thank you, Gene, with a big boost. Short row of ducks from... Oh, this is Kyron from the Mere Mortals podcast.
Mm.
He says... Doing some he's in Australia, and he's been doing podcasts about value for value, the value for value model, and people doing it. And he's doing a podcast about it, which is fantastic.
Is he a new donor?
I have a feeling.
I think he is. He needs to be decanted.
I mean, we can certainly
decanted.
He says, been doing some research on how I can improve my value for value pitch and other value for value techniques. So it's hard to go beyond you two lovely people.
Aw.
Little plug for the Value for Value podcast that's back again for season 3. Go cork soaking.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, thank you very
much. Can I say that your smile is very beautiful?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm using it a lot.
Yeah.
Is it working?
It. Yeah, it is.
Ding.
I see like a star coming out.
Yeah. Oh, and there he is, the OG Salmon Yay.
Michael
with a thousand Satoshis. He says, the divine glassware is getting used tonight.
You know what? And we're
very using, nice.
And these are really, they're substantial. They are not thin. They are.
Even Christina went like, this is my glassware,
yeah,
man.
I'm yeah, I'm going to order some more. Yeah. I'm anticipating more Salmon Yays.
Let me see. We got it's all written together. Etice Investment.
Mm.
I don't know. Interesting show. Okay, thank you. and then Pascal from Conchax, which is if you're doing a Value for Value podcast, they have a great way to look at statistics, and they do wallets and
they donate it.
Yes.
Wow.
It says nice episode. Think about switching to Conchax. Conshax.app. Okay. If you want to check that out.
Okay.
And those are our Value for Value treasure donors. We appreciate y'all very much. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Thank you.
We have a donation page at curryandthekeeper.com. And now we need to open up the tasting room and the tasting table. Oh, would you please escort Michael in for a second?
Michael. Opening up the door, please walk right through.
We have for you, dear sir, this wonderful charcuterie board. Ooh. Look at the Merlot cheese. Look at the Gouda cheese. Look at those. How about those crackers? Have you tried this? That's not just salami.
It's grapes that snap.
Grapes that snap. You are hereby an official Master Salmon Yay!
Nice.
Thank you so much, brother.
We'll have to work on that a little bit. That's our first one.
It was not bad.
Not bad. Not but bad. You were hoping I was going to say sopressata.
Yes, I was waiting because I couldn't remember what it was. I'm like, what
you're
was it called?
At me like,
and
I'm
you
like,
said grapes that snap?
Oh my gosh, you are so much fun. You make
Baby,
me laugh.
Baby, you're the fun one.
You make me laugh.
Yeah.
It's the wine. The wine that helps, though, too.
Can you just fill me up one more time? Sure. Then I want to talk about our...
Yes. Sure. Why don't you kick that off? I've been talking a lot tonight.
You're the star. I just pushed the buttons.
No.
So I was really, in the beginning... Thank you. I was... I didn't know what to... what are we doing with this... Christ-centered marriage thing. I was a little reluctant. Yeah. It's like,
man, showed it. Tired.
Well, yeah. And
it's
you were actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, now it's on Monday, but it's a lot of homework, which I was like, well, homework. Homework. But I would say just so essentially every Monday from 5 to 6, the men are talking on a Zoom call while the women are talking on a Zoom call.
Yes.
Then we speak together from 6 to 7
mm-hmm.
as couples.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a fantastic experience for me personally.
Me too, baby.
Mm-hmm. Just talking with men
mm-hmm.
and being honest and open and how we feel and how we, how we really want to honor our wives and be great husbands. And, how do you do that? Living in a Christ-centered marriage, which mm-hmm. is very different than, the Christ-centered, it's like, I'm not saying it right.
A Christ-centered versus a B Christ-centered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how prayer and asking God works so well in creating a better relationship between the two. I mean, our relationship is good. It's young. We haven't had a lot of time to mess it up.
Yeah.
So, but
we're 8 years in though. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, but there's been no major issues. I mean, you've probably wanted to walk out on me a couple of times.
No, never. Never.
Just
kidding. That's not true.
Just kidding.
Not true.
But it's been so wonderful to do this and then doing it as couples. I mean, we've learned a lot and we've really, I think, developed some deep relationships with some of these other couples, which has been phenomenal.
And that's what I said, because it's so intimate and it's so...
It's
very
trusting.
Yes.
Trusting.
And so I am developing these relationships with these other people who are participating. It's on a much deeper level because yes, there's a lot of trust involved and a lot of vulnerability and a lot of intimacy. And that is that was an extra bonus. I didn't even think about that. But for me, I can't believe, no, I can, how much more in love I am with you going through this. Like, it is unbelievable.
Now you see how good I am. Finally.
You know, I know.
You see what a good thing you got going on here.
It took me Bridge Church, Bill Loveless, the marriage class. No, but it's amazing how I already feel the impact that it's having on our relationship, because it's changing my mind to rely on God instead of relying on my own flesh to control things.
And you know how they say men are from, women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Uh-huh. And when you talk as men amongst each other, there are a lot of similarities of things we do. Like, oh, I do that.
Yes.
You know, like, men are very easy to slip into running the relationship or the marriage like a business, you know, and this is a very common thing. And we all have these similarities like, oh man, it's so good that you said that. And what, and you know, everyone at a certain point has one thing they say, the other guys go, oh yeah. Isn't that weird that we all kind of do that? And even just recognizing that has been really, really
And I'm sure
good.
It's interesting for men, because men don't typically speak like that.
At
but
all.
Women do all the time.
No.
We talk about things all the time.
No, we're having some tea. We're having a good time now.
One thing we talked, we had to work on how we resolve conflict. And that was an interesting thing to talk about, was how, and we like uncovered things about ourselves that we do. And I thought that was really interesting. Do you want to talk about how you resolve conflict?
Yeah, by telling you that you're wrong. Go away, you woman. What do you know?
You
look at me, I'm the
that.
Pod father.
You don't do that. I mean, I think we both dig our heels in, you know, we're both trying to control the situation when that is really not effective.
I always just want to be understood. I want you to understand my position, understand where I'm coming from. You're not wrong, but understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
Which is so not helpful.
Right. And then I was always like, you're making me feel like I'm the bad guy all the time. Like I'm always a bad guy.
No.
But one thing that Brenna brought up was like, what steals your joy? What steals your joy? And so today when we were in HEB, and I was thinking about my birthday cake, and I thought,
right,
you know, if I just leave it to him, because I have something specific,
you know,
in my
exactly
mind,
what you would get. You would
like,
get.
Like, why wouldn't I share that?
Yeah.
That because by holding that in, I am stealing my own joy. You know,
I know,
yes.
Right? Stop it.
But there was another thing that we talked about too, which was scripture.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll dress it up.
Oh.
I'll jam some candles in those strawberries somehow.
Okay, baby. That sounds good. I'll mukbang that cake. But anyway, there was one scripture that came out that resonated with me. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was John 15:1. I am the vine. You are the branches.
Yes.
He who abides in me and I him, he bears much fruit.
Yeah.
And in reading that yes, like we receive our nutrients from Jesus.
Yep. You can't be disconnected from that.
And the point is the branch does not produce the fruit. The vine is the source for producing the fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit, do you remember all the things of the fruit of the Spirit, which is what I think about with our marriage, is joy, love, peace,
and wine.
Patience.
And wine.
I'm being serious here,
too.
Dude.
I am too, dude.
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, compassion, kindness, and gentleness. And so when I think about our marriage and I think about if something is bothering me or if something I need to tell you, like me coming in yesterday and talking to you about something I need to talk to you about.
Man, that was scary. Because you came in, I'm like, oh, wow.
So
and it was something completely unrelated.
I was
to me.
Bothered by something and I was sitting there and I was thinking about it.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
No. And I was doing the dishes and I was just, it was eating me up. And I said, that's it. I'm going in. I'm talking to Adam about it.
And you came in like, I have to talk to you about something. I'm like,
oh. Well, and here's the thing. And I was, and this is why I know this workshop is working because that's what. And it was probably the Holy Spirit that was guiding me talk to you. So anyway, it's been so far, we're 2 weeks in and it's been 3 weeks in. It's been really, really cool.
I look forward to the next one.
Yeah,
I really
too.
Do. Yeah, it's fun.
Me too.
Fun. And okay. And this is the final thing I say and you know, people can go puke later.
Okay.
So we're on this Zoom call, right? And, you know, and we're, of course, we have the perfect lighting in my studio. Everyone talks about it.
I look so good. I look like I'm about 40 years old.
I can't stop looking at you in the Zoom. I'm like, oh, look at her. You got those big adult eyes and you're just so beautiful and you're very innocent. And I think, there she is, my wife. I love you so much when I see that.
Oh, my gosh. You are so sweet.
Yeah, I probably have to turn that off. It's just distracting me.
Now everybody can go
What
puke.
Did you say? What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, the lighting does help because every time we come on, Debbie goes, everybody needs a studio like you guys because you guys look so good.
Yeah, man. What can I say?
So anyway, yeah, we're enjoying it. We'll keep sharing. We hope that by sharing this, like it sparks
something. Other people should do it. Yeah, people should look into it.
Spark something for you. Yeah, it's been cool. It's been really cool so far.
Is that it? We're gonna leave on the marriage stuff?
The last thing I have on here is talking poop. Adam talking poop with Jimmy and Annette. I don't know what that went when they came over. We were talking about Phoebe going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I have that on my list. I don't know why.
Well, people want to know. I'll just say, since we're helping people, I grew up in the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, you know, they had indoor plumbing very early on.
Oh, that's right. The shelf.
But yeah, the Dutch toilets to this day, still a lot of them have a little shelf. And the whole idea was just to make sure that you're healthy. You poop on the shelf in your toilet, you look around.
How do you? Oh, and the shelf is in the toilet.
Yeah. So instead of plopping in the water. Why are we even doing this? I'm gonna get us out of here. You gotta go. Go to Holland, take a poop. You'll see what we're talking about.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling. We'll see you next week, everybody. Remember us, CurryandTheKeeper.com. Send us some wine, some talent, some time, some
wine.
Treasure. Adios.
In the evening. The Curry and the Keeper.